Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hughley is came in the game.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterner's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is Sterner's Daily. Clint is out. He is, and shout out to Clint. You find him on social, tell him congratulations. He is in Arkansas. And, man, stop eating my damn food. He's in Arkansas, and he is going into the University of Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. So he is out today, so shout out. There it is. Shout out to Clint Sterner. Yeah, clap it up for him. There he is. He deserves it. Shout out to Clint Sterner as he is out today. But our guy Luke Morrow is in the building with us, and we will handle Sterner's Daily as best we can. By the way, the Astros are playing inspired today because their ace has returned. He was lost. He really was. John Lopez was done.
And now he's found.
John Lopez was treating Framber Valdez basically like he treats Blake Fisher. Really over him. I heard him today. Yeah, depend on Framber.
Team
but
Macho.
Framber, there it is. I'm with you. But Framber, he took them damn dreads out. He took that fake hair out. He was disrespecting guys like Brandon Scott on a daily basis who are growing their dreads out in real time. He took the easy way out, cheated. But today, he said, my team needs a spark, damn it. And I believe, this is not confirmed, but I believe in my heart, he sat in his hotel room last night and he said, damn, we lost a Hunter Brown start. We never lose Hunter starts. We need a spark. It's not over. The Tigers keep losing. We're one back. He said, and he looked in that mirror and he took them damn dreads out one by one. Probably had some clippers, Luke, lined himself up. And he said, I'm going to do this for my team. And you know what he's done, Tyler? 4 innings, 3 hits, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. And then the team has taken on this Tim Tebow-like inspiration, and now they got 7 runs. And, hell, it doesn't matter who's in the lineup. They got 5 Sugarland Space Cowboy guys in the lineup today. Doesn't matter. They're still performing. So shout-out to Framber Valdez. What a selfless act in his last game, maybe. And I'll be honest, I think they're going to go 4-0 now. I think they're going to win this one. I think they're going to sweep the Angels. Is Mike Trout hurt? They're going to sweep the Angels?
Most likely.
Most likely. If not, he may. Damn it, how many Mike Trout injuries have the Astros had this year? The stepping on a plate and spraining your ankle. The getting hit, getting hit while you're standing in the outfield, warming up. Spencer Arrighetti.
Your medical team can't read the imaging.
We just lost Pena. He got hurt on an oblique on a home run swing. I mean, how many How many guys?
McCullers had a blister.
McCullers had a blister, and now a right hand helmet. A lot going on. But the Astros, they're not dead yet. They're not dead yet. Lead off walk. I see you, Taylor Trammell. Your guy.
That's right.
Your guy. By the way, as we are live here, make your way on out here. Spring, Tyler, it happened again. My man right here, I ain't going to put his name out there, his business out there. I don't know if he's supposed to be here. My man came up, it happened again. Somebody else came to me, said they surprised I was black. Stop laughing that hard, Osita.
My favorite is when listeners find y'all and they think you my were man, a white guy and Clint was the black guy.
Yeah, my man said, wow, I'd have never guessed it. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I ain't going to put you out there. I don't know where you're supposed to be.
Is that my boy,
I'm
going to
put
Ron?
You out there. Hey, my man going to say, I didn't know you was black. I said, damn, what the hell? How do I sound? I know I don't sound like a...
Pacific Islander?
I know I don't sound like Chappelle would when he would make fun of white folks. We got one listener out here who tells me I butcher the English language in every word I say. I see you, white Greg. You know how people play jokes, Tyler. My man was legit. He looked me my damn. God damn.
You're not Anglo-Saxon.
He said, I know your ass eat stuffing for Thanksgiving. I know you ain't eating dressing. I know your ass. He said, he looked at me, he said, you don't put raisins in your potato salad. And he looked at me, he said, I know for sure. He looked at me, he said, you use wave grease. Really? That's the look he had in his eyes. Couldn't believe it. I don't know why, man. Oh, man. I mean, my wife's a Delta and everything. My grandpa marched with Dr. King. No lie. And everything. All right, I'm sorry. That got away from me. Dirty's Daily. Presented by nobody. There's an opportunity for somebody to jump in there. All right. Stories, Luke, are starting to come out on C.J. Stroud. Yeah, there was a story in The Athletic saying, is Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud starting to play his way out of a contract extension? Is he starting to play? We've been saying this, and I do think me and Clint maybe need to slow this down because repeated it several times. Clint has been like, hey, you know, this is a $65 million quarterback, you know, 65. Maybe we need to chill that out at this point. 713-572-4610. Do you get the sense of that C.J. Stroud is potentially playing his way out of a contract extension? And I think there's a lot that goes into that, Luke. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I would say he is. I wouldn't give the extension. I'd let him play things out right now. You got him for 2 more years with that option, which the option becomes a little pricey even at this point. But yeah, let him play things out and see what happens, because two things. I don't think he's played well enough yet or shown enough to deserve you giving that extension just yet. But then my other concern, too, and we've kind of touched on this throughout our conversations today, is that if you do devote that sort of money and make him just one of 12 guys to reach that plateau for a quarterback in terms of the amount of money they make, then that makes things even harder to build a good roster around. And maybe it's not all C.J. Stroud's fault for these struggles on offense the last year plus. But he also hasn't shown that he has the ability to get it done without enough help around him. And when you pay your quarterback a lot of money, that's the only reason I'm going to invest in my quarterback. And I know that's a very select few. But you know, Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys. I think even Josh Allen, where they don't have the best weapons, but they're good enough to still elevate the offense and the team. Stroud has not shown that. So I don't want to back myself in a corner of investing so much in a quarterback that I can't build a team around him, because Stroud hasn't shown that he can win with less just yet. And again, not a lot of guys can, but I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. And if you can't do that for me, I'll go back out there and try to find somebody else that can, as opposed to settle. So all that's tied into it, but I absolutely, right now, I'm not giving him an extension. Let him play this out and try to prove me wrong.
Yeah,
Text line coming in 100% playing out of a contract. Is it up to him to stop looking like he is miserable and start leading the team to wins and at least show some heart? Listen, I don't want to back you into a corner, Luke, with this. I know that's your feelings, but I think within this you also have to take into account what the Texans' feelings may be.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think the Texans look at this and for the Texans, who I believe love C.J. Stroud, and when I say the Texans, I mean the all of the important folks that matter, like the people who gonna write the check. They love C.J. We know how hard it is to find quarterbacks that have shown what C.J. Stroud has been able to show. Now, I will agree, it has been a while since we have seen C.J. Stroud perform in a way in which we would say, damn, that is a guy who is an elite quarterback. I will admit to that. But what he did his first year, like it would take a ton for him not to get paid. Hell, they paid Trevor Lawrence. Trevor has never done, you know, what this has. And I'm not saying that you do everything they do, but I think you got to look at it from the Texans' perspective. And I don't think he's done that yet. Now, if this continues and they look at this, maybe, but I still believe they think they have their guy. I think they're in a situation where I think the belief is we don't have the right people around our guy. And maybe we need to change that part of it before they don't pay C.J. Stroud. I don't know that he's done that yet. Luke,
completely fair, but like I said, my concern with MB, once you pay Stroud, it makes it tougher to put those pieces, right? And so, and we're seeing right now that when you don't have those pieces, Stroud alone is not enough. So
at least with not just the guys they have around him, because they could say to themselves, hey man, we had Nico Collins, we've got a Pro Bowl running back that nobody will tell us about in Joe Mixon. Again, I will not let that go. He is eligible to come off and play after week four. That's after Sunday. Still haven't seen him or heard anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they said they've got some things around him. Is it the offense? Is it, you know, the bigger decision makers around him? I feel like they would go there before they not roll with CJ, because then you'd have to be prepared to really start over in the next year or two.
Yeah, which is what a lot of teams are afraid of doing. And that's why you give Trevor Lawrence the extension, and why you give Tua, you know, why the Dolphins continue to linger on with Tua. And even you go back to the Jaguars again with Blake Bortles way back when they gave him the big contract. I think teams are too afraid to go back out into the quarterback market. And my whole thing is you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And so this is part of a bigger conversation. And I'm not even saying Stroud can't, you know, that Stroud's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback, because I like CJ. But the point being is, if you feel like you don't have the guy just yet, then you have to go find the guy. And I think teams too often settle at the quarterback position just because it's easier, it's more comfortable, or you think you could get him or elevate the roster to a point where you can win, and instead just keep beating your head against the wall. Going back to those examples, like, do you think Tua is a Super Bowl winning quarterback? No? Then rip the Band-Aid off and try to go find somebody who is.
God, he's another one they paid.
Yeah, these teams, I think, just settle too often. I'm not saying we're there yet with C.J. Stroud, but we could get to that point where, like you said, I do think the Texans really like him. I do think the Texans would rather play it safe and keep him around instead of trying to throw a dart back at the board again to find that next quarterback instead. But I like C.J. Stroud. I'm not saying get rid of him. I just wouldn't make that commitment yet. And I know it's not ideal, but you have him for next year. You have him for then the fifth-year extension. And then theoretically, you could also franchise him for back-to-back years, which I believe the Ravens originally did with Lamar before giving him that contract.
Well, Dallas was close with it.
Okay,
with Dak, yeah.
Right, so it's not ideal, but it's still an option, too, where theoretically you could have him for the next 4 years without giving a huge long-term commitment. And I think that might be a better option right now. So I'm not saying get rid of him, but no, I would not devote some sort of huge contract, give him $50 million a year, make him one of the highest paid quarterbacks just yet, because he hasn't shown that.
Yeah, Tyler, I want to bring you in on this with this thought, because I think this is what I was getting at, and I think at the very least this is the conversation the Texans are having. Are they failing C.J. Stroud, or is he a bigger part of the issue than maybe we think? Like that's got to be the conversation, because I think that determines if they deal with them long term. So, I mean, what do you think it is? Because I think
That's what's scary, man. That's what's scary.
Well, last year I think most people thought is they're failing him. And I wonder,
yeah,
is that
the rookie of the year stuff, yeah.
Is that the same feeling for you this year, that they're failing him, or do you think it's not just that they're failing him, and he plays a pretty significant role in it?
Yeah, like I said, that's what's at least making me very, very scared about what we're talking about right now. Because you saw the rookie of the year thing with C.J. Stroud. He balled out, did stuff we do not often, if ever, see a rookie quarterback do. But then you hit year two, and like you laid out, it was pretty rough. He had no protection getting hit, and you're thinking, man, the Texans brass is failing this kid. But I'll tell you right now, Ron, like with each every passing game, every loss, every bad showing on the field for this offense and C.J. Stroud, with every hopefully
Yankee
not
hat.
Years. Yeah, but with all that stacking up with everyone, you got to start thinking about that because it's very, very possible.
And the other scary part is what we are seeing is – Now it's not only have you seen the thought of guys that fail, now you're seeing the thought of, hey, look at what the hell Baker Mayfield's doing right now. Boy, would Cleveland have loved to have not just blown that off. Look at what Daniel Jones is doing. And now you look at New York, what's happening to their situation. Mm-hmm. We're seeing these other quarterbacks now, Sam Darnold, who are coming up with a second life. And you clearly see, well, damn, the guy can play. He just couldn't play with you, and that would be the worst thing.
Yeah.
If you let CJ go and he, you know, finds himself in, I don't know, with some team that doesn't have a quarterback at this point. He finds himself in Chicago or whatever, and then starts to play well. He goes to Cleveland. That's probably not going to happen, but he goes somewhere, the Jets.
Yeah.
And they start to play well. Like that is the other scary part that you look at with what's happening with quarterbacks now.
Yeah, I think fit is the most important thing, and so that's what has happened with those guys, where they've gone elsewhere and they just found a better fit. And in some cases, they're just a little bit older and maybe more mature. It takes time to develop these quarterbacks, so maybe we're not being fair yet to CJ. You talk about Baker and Darnold, all these guys. You know, they've been in the league for quite a few years until they finally popped. So, yeah, that would be a concern, but I don't think you can operate from that sense either. That kind of goes back to this whole idea of why I think teams often do settle at the quarterback position, because they operate from a standpoint of fear. And I don't think that's how you can run a football team. So, again, I'm not saying get rid of Stroud. You could still push this off another 3.5 seasons before you have to make that decision. But from what we've seen so far, it's not worthy of giving him the contract just yet and putting yourself in that corner. He's got to show more.
All right, coming up, we will give you an update on the Astros as – they are playing inspired. They're not dead yet, they said. And thanks to Framber. And we'll look at what, however the end of this season ends, we'll look at what this means going into next year. We'll do that coming up next right here live.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Check. Astros, they lead. Woo. You got me. Astros, they continue to lead 9-0. And Framber Valdez is on the mound. A little jam here. He's got runners on first and third with two outs, but it's a different Framber. He took the extensions out of his hair, so he'll get out of this. Clear of it. Again.
I believe it.
He'll get out of this. It's a foul ball. He'll get out of this, and it's Framber Day. All right, 9-0. The rest of the team is inspired. By the way, I think obviously Luke missed the memo on the wear the clear glasses because Tyler and I are banging it out. And Luke, you're failing here.
Damn it,
just to let you know, man. You missed it. Missed the boat. That's all right.
Yeah, I like that look too.
It is. It's a good look. You should do your thing. But Astros continue to lead 9-0. As we are live here, Thirsty Thursday, we are at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Spring, right off Grand Parkway. Our first giveaway item, gift card to HEB. We will do that as soon as this segment ends. So if you have not filled out your name and put it in our raffle box, you may want to do so very, very soon. You may want to do so very, very soon, as we will hook someone up with that HEB gift card coming up as soon as this segment ends. In the 5 o'clock hour, there is a cornhole set, bags and all, that you can win in the 5 o'clock hour. Make your way on out here as we're having a good time, and you can potentially walk away with winning something. All right, listen, before Framber came out here and made the decision to really be there for his team and take those dreads out. It wasn't a good feeling around here, and for some of you, it still may not be, and that's fine. But the Astros, they feel like they are done. They felt like they were done. To me, when you lose the Hunter Brown start, who has been, you know, the clear dude for your team, when you lose the Hunter Brown start. And you not just lose it, Luke. It's 6-0. I mean, and you just get your ass kicked. And you look at it, it's four games to play. You know you have to finish above the Tigers to win and get into the postseason. It didn't feel good. By the way, as I said, Framber gets out. That is now five shutout innings to go with 7 strikeouts in this game. But the Tigers have left the door open. They've lost, 9 straight?
Yep.
And if you win this game and they lose, you end up tied, and now you got something going into the final weekend. But I wanted to have this conversation, Luke. Seattle's won the AL West, and their roster all of a sudden, especially with the trades they've made, the pitching they have, their roster feels – And I'll be honest, even with the if you're healthy, their roster looks better and is better than the Astros right now.
I agree.
Pitching, bullpen, and position players as well. If they do miss this playoff and don't make a playoff run for the first time since 2016, do you think this is a one-time type of a deal, or do you think this is something in which the Astros are maybe taking a step back and the Astros are having a kind of build themselves back up to compete at that level?
Oh, yeah, I think they're taking a step back. Now, they might be back in the playoffs next year. You know,
really?
Who knows? I called this a soft rebuild for them, but I also thought that they would be a potential wildcard team. I thought they could still make the playoffs this year during that, and they might. And so same thing for next year, where you know they might still be a playoff team next year, but this is not going to be the same of what I think what we've grown to become, you know, what we've grown to get used to with this Astros team over the last decade. I think that's done. And yeah, maybe it's the start of something new here in the near future. But, yeah, I think there's a little bit of a rebuild that needs to happen here. I think there's quite a few holes on this roster as of today, entering next year. They're going to need to do some things this offseason. And then to your point, I mean, the Mariners, it's one of the better rosters in baseball now, and that's in the division, and that's not going anywhere. The Rangers had a very underwhelming season this year, but the last couple of years they've tried to show that, you know, they're taking this seriously. They're spending money. They've brought in some talent. And then even, I know the A's are the A's, but look at what they've done this week, or really to the Astros all year. They have the second-best record in baseball the last 2 months. They have a lot of young hitters, and they're in a hitter-friendly ballpark. So just in general, my point being, I think the division is going to be a lot tougher next year where you're not just going to be
Seattle series.
Oh, yes. For sure, yeah. They're not going anywhere. So it's going to be a tough division. But, yeah, I know I think the Astros, to succinctly answer the question, yeah, I think they're taking a step back. I don't think this is the same Astros that we've enjoyed for the past decade. And I think this is a sort of a rebuild here where they're going to have to bring in some different pieces and plug some holes because the usual suspects are mostly gone or cannot be relied upon at this point.
Yeah, shout out to our guy Patrick Creighton. You can hear him nearly every night here on Area 45. He did put out kind of what the potential outlook could be for the Astros going into next year. And it does, man. Dana Brown's got some work to do with this roster, right? Framber obviously has turned back the clock today, but like we all agree, Framber is not going to be an Astro next year, right? I don't think
right.
They're going to do that. They would have made that happen. So when you look at this potential rotation, and now you understand the injuries, Garcia, he is now going to be gone. Obviously, we'll see with guys like Wisniewski, who has had Tommy John, Blanco, who has had Tommy John. We'll see. But, I mean, they're looking at Hunter Brown, obviously, as your ace. By the way, I would try to get a contract done with him, like, soon. But anyway.
Yep.
Christian Javier, he's returned. Eric Geddy, you would think he'll be ready to go, potentially. Jason Alexander, Blue Baugh, right? Lance McCullers, I don't know. You know, that is quite different than what we've been seeing. I would imagine, guys, that they can't roll in there with that. They've got to bring somebody in or somebody's in.
100%.
To be honest, you're looking at Hader. We'll see what his injury is, but you know they've got Hader and Abreu, and maybe there's some additions in that bullpen. Yiner Diaz, Walker obviously is going to be here. Altuve is getting older. Pena, you hope he can build off this year. They've got Correa, Paredes, maybe Dubon comes back. They've got Myers, Cam Smith, Cole Sanchez in the outfield. We'll see where they want to go with Yordan. You're starting to look at the guys that they have right now. That looks like a roster that's maybe taken a step back from, as you said, what we've grown accustomed to watching. That right there as it sits. Jim Crane and obviously Dana Brown would have to do things to add. But I'll be honest, there are some significant things, and they would have to spend money or make trades or give up assets in a way that it doesn't seem like they've been really wanting to do here of late to really add to this team.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think that's why, look,
I was surprised by the success they had this season, because when you let Bregman walk away and you trade away Kyle Tucker, I thought that was their acknowledgement of, like, hey, you know, we're kind of packing it in and rebuilding and starting over and building a new foundation. And then they – that's why they did a soft rebuild, because they still wanted to be competitive and try to win this year, and they had a really good year. But, yeah, you look at this roster. They have a lot of holes that they do need to plug, and they have to spend some money. And I'll also say – I think a big problem with this Astros team has been, you know, I like Dana Brown, but they have gone down. They have decreased in victories each of his 3 years.
You're right.
They're going in the wrong direction. And I think if we were to trace this back of, like, when did this happen or when did this start, it's when you fire your GM after winning a World Series. And now, since then, they've gotten worse every year since. And you look at this roster, I mean, it's a shell, just simply talking about the talent on the roster, not the specific names, but the talent. It's a shell of what it was 3 years ago when they were the best team in baseball. So they're going in the wrong direction, and they're going to need a pretty big offseason. I mean, look, they might get close to 90 wins this year. They might still sneak into the playoffs. They're not a bad team, but there's still a lot of work to be done when you want to try to compare them to even the Mariners or the Yankees or the way the Tigers played until 2 weeks ago. The top teams in the American League that you're going to compete with, I think there's a big gap in talent. We were wondering how the Astros were pulling this off with the guys in the lineup. I know a lot of that was injuries, but the talent just is not there like it was a couple years ago or like some of the other teams in the AL currently have.
Yeah, I see some people in there. Framber, losing Framber is a good thing. Listen, I understand the frustrations with Framber, but, I mean, you could, as he is doing business again, Framber, you could, and even with how bad he is playing, you know, the second half of this season, Framber Valdez, you could pencil in, all right, Framber's going to throw somewhere near 200 innings. Framber is going to, you know, have an ERA anywhere from, you know, 2.5 to 3.5, under 4. And he's virtually out there all the time and every start and making 30-plus starts. And for the most part, he's been a top 10 Cy Young finisher. That's a big thing to replace.
Yeah, he makes every start, and he's had a sub-4 ERA. I mean, he's been probably the most underrated starting pitcher the last 4 years in really all of baseball, I would say. So, yes, it is going to be tough to replace. And you mentioned that potential starting rotation next year. I mean, all you have is Hunter Brown and then a lot of questions. I would not feel great about any of those other arms in the rotation. And I know Fromber's been dreadful here the second half of the season prior to today.
Yep. He's just struck out another
run. Yeah, he did. He's cruising.
Good God.
But he was pissing great for the first half of the season, and they won whatever it was, like 10 straight of his starts or whatever that streak was earlier this year, and he's been consistently good. So I know we feel different about him now than we did even 2 months ago, but it is going to be a big loss to try to replace, and they're going to have, as of now, they're going to try to replace him with like an A.J. Blue Ball, as you said, or Jason Alexander. And those guys, they're just not on the same level.
Not the level.
No.
They're going to have to go out and get somebody.
Absolutely.
Right? They're going to have to.
Couple guys, yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we will give you the Framber update as the Astros are looking to try to get themselves back in the wild card race. They are down a game, really 2 games to the Tigers because they don't have the tiebreaker with 4 to play. They're doing their part today as they are avoiding the sweep. We'll get you caught up with what Framber is doing. And also, Hatgate. We'll discuss that coming up.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here. Buffalo Wild Wings, clap it up, you can. There you go. I knew he was going to bring it right there. I could see it in that guy's eyes. He was going to bring it. As we are live here on a Thirsty Thursday, congratulations to our first winner. Again, if you're in here, we still have more prizes for you to win, including in the 5 o'clock hour, a cornhole set, bags and all, courtesy of our good friends at Bud Light. Shout out to the Bud Light girls. I see them walking around and hooking folks up with some Bud Light merch. So congratulations to you all who have been able to do that. Thanks to our good friends at Bud Light and here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, we are at the Spring location right off Grand Parkway here in Spring. So come on out and hang out with us. Update here, Framber Valdez has completed 6 innings. He gave up a home run, Luke, despite having to throw extra pitches because, I think Jose Altuve just wanted to allow a gentleman just to run the bases for the A's, or at least stand on the bases. But he was able to get out of things, and they continue to lead now 9-1. He is 6 innings, and he's got 8 strikeouts on 1 earned run with 2 walks. So he has cut loose of those dreads, and that has changed the game for him. And the Astros, they need to keep winning, right? It feels like they have to win out. They're 1 game behind the Tigers, but it's really 2 because of the tiebreaker. They have to finish ahead of the Tigers. The Tigers are, you think the Astros are collapsing. The collapse that the Tigers are in right now, I mean, they were double-digit games up, I would say.
It's historical, man.
No, seriously, fellas, they've been between 7.5 and 12 games up for months. Now the Guardians have tracked them down. Shout out to our guy Bob, who's a Cleveland Guardians fan. They have tracked them down. They've won 11 or 12 straight themselves.
Yep.
To take over the lead, and now they got a 2-game lead in the Central. And now the Tigers are just trying to hold off the Astros here, and until Framber cut loose of those dreads and those extensions, I think they were going to be all right. But now. This is a different Astros team. Now.
That's right. That's right.
It's a completely different Astros team.
Yeah, this would be the largest choke in baseball history. No team has ever lost a division
really?
After having a lead of more than 15 games, and the Tigers were up 15.5 games on, I think it was July 8th. And now, as you said, they're in second place. This has just been horrendous.
It's a 9-game losing streak right now. And they're finding ways to lose. I mean, they're
Their Cy Young pitcher is snapping balls to first base between his legs and snapping them over their heads. It's just a crazy situation. All right, let's get into a little football talk. And, of course, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone, you may know him as Sly, is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversary yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. All right, Tyler, can you play the hat situation? Because yesterday, C.J. Stroud was confronted in the press conference. Maybe I say confronted. That feels a little divisive. He was just asked the question about outside noise and, you know, the hat that he wears. For example, he had the Mariners hat on once, which I know several people had some issues, and it's really weird now that the Mariners have now won the West after after the Astros were leading at the time. And then he had on a Yankees hat in the post game, and it was brought up there. Here was CJ's response to that.
Yeah, I don't see none of it. I'm not on social media. Everybody has, you know, like, their right to their opinion. If they don't like what I wear, I would just not look at it if I was them. So I'm going to wear what I want. I don't think I'm being disrespectful. If I was being disrespectful, then that's a whole different, you know, like, case. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm all good. But, yeah, I just don't really pay attention to it. And, you know, I just try to just focus on what I can control and focus on the people who pour into me and around me. So, yeah.
All right. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Did you have any problem with this entire situation, how he handled it there? Did you have any problem with him wearing a Yankees hat? What's your thoughts on that? Tyler, I know you have felt strongly about this. I've seen many of you text in, tweet in, and your feelings about him in that hat. Is this a problem for you, Tyler?
The hat just by itself, the Mariners lid, and then the Yankees hat. It's not necessarily a problem, but it's annoying as hell. And it makes me wonder and think, like, just how much awareness this quarterback we got in Houston has. Because it's got to be zero if it's truly just, oh, I don't care, you know, shield your eyes, don't look at me, just deal with it. If that's truly the case, it's either ignorance, he's oblivious, or he just don't care, or a combination of some of them. It's not necessarily a problem, not near as big a problem as the offense in general on the field, and CJ included.
Hell no. Yeah.
But it's just, man, it's like, man, like, just be aware. Just know your audience. Know that the sports fans of Houston, Texas have a crap ton of passion, especially for the Astros, and you are wearing lids not only of just different teams, but two different teams that are sports hated in this city, especially the Yankees, you know?
Let me ask you this, because I know, and I know, Luke, you're in a similar vein. Tyler, do you think he is doing it on purpose to piss you off? Like, do you think he is doing it as a shot to Texans fans or Houston fans?
I considered that as a possibility for the very first time when he wore the Yankees hat last week, whenever I saw him walk up to the podium.
So you questioned the Yankees one?
If I had to answer right now, I'm going to say no and give him the benefit of the doubt. I'd like to think he's not displaying that kind of turdish behavior. But when he walked up with the Yankees hat after we had gone through the Mariners thing, I was like, all right, this guy, he's got to know what he's doing. He's got it.
I'll be honest with you. It's not that big of a deal to me at all. I mean, I don't think he's doing it in a way to try to be an ass. Now, I will say this. I could see myself answering that question very similar. In fact, I feel like I have probably said something in the ballpark of that while on this job in the last 5+ years when people have tried to push me into that cornered badger stage that I can get into. But I think, though, he probably could have handled it better than if you don't like what I wear, look the other way, and I'm gonna wear would I wear? I don't think he should change anything because I don't think it's malicious. But I think he probably could have handled that part a little bit better. But I don't know, man. It's just not a bother to me because I don't think he's doing it in a way to be an ass. I think he's just wearing the clothes he wants to wear. And that's not a big thing to me.
I agree with you on that point. I don't think there's anything malicious behind it, but still,
Some people do. There are people texting who think that he's mad at what's happening and mad at the fan base, and he's wearing that to throw it in her face.
I'm not there yet. Yeah. If it continues, maybe you could convince me. But so far, no. I don't share that opinion.
Yeah, if he walks up with a John Stockton Utah Jazz jersey,
that's just cool. Come on.
If he comes in with one of those, if he wears an Aaron Judge jersey, then Tyler, I might be able to get with you. But no, I just don't. Like, I don't even think he's thinking about it that way, and I don't think he should have to think about it that way. Like, would you be pissed if he had on a Dodgers hat?
Yes.
Even though that's where he's from?
Yeah.
That's where he's from his hometown?
Yeah, you got to retire it while you're in Houston, at least. Wear it when you're back in California.
Why?
That's cool.
Give me that. Why? So you believe he has to, for him as the quarterback, you think he has to let all of that, anything else go?
Yeah, I think it has to be really Houston only. Houston only teams. Support Houston teams. When you're the quarterback and you're supposed to be the leader of the team. And we touched on this earlier. If it was a different player, different position, I probably wouldn't feel so strongly about it. But when you're the quarterback and you're representing the franchise and in some ways even the city from a sports aspect and you're standing up at that podium, I think you have to wear Houston-based hats or just generic hats. You can't go up there with other cities or other sports teams. And again, I don't think it's malicious. But I think it's kind of poor judgment, and I acknowledge this is a little bit of a reach on my part, but for my quarterback, I want good decision making and good judgment, and I don't think this falls in that category of showing up there with these hats. First time I can maybe excuse, but it was a story when he wore the Mariners hat, and he does it again with the Yankees. Now he answers questions. If he does it a third time after it's already become a story at the press conference, then even more so, I have a problem with it. Like, what are we doing here? Now you're making stories too. Show up in a Houston hat.
See, I can't, like, God to honest, like, just listening to you two say that, and Tyler, you know me a little bit. I can be stubborn. Like, now there's a deal of you're telling me what I need to wear, and now you're trying to like push what I'm wearing in some way. How I could lead the team or be a good quarterback. And I think that's stupid. So then I could see myself doubling down. Because
right.
That's just,
I get that.
That is like right now, like the way that CJ responded to that, fellas, I think he's like, what the?
Yeah. He's like Michael Scott when Pam says, stop dating my mom. And he says, I'm going to date her even harder. And this is what he's going to lean into it.
Yeah.
He's going to lean into it even harder now, probably.
On the turns, Tate.
That's right. No, I don't love it. I don't love it. There's plenty of hats you can wear that support this area in Houston, or there's plenty of generic non-sports hats that you can wear. And as the quarterback and the face of the franchise and the leader, I just don't like it. And I do acknowledge, I do agree with a lot of the texts that have come in that are saying, you know, if this was 2023 and he was playing like that, it's probably not of a big deal. And that's probably not fair, but I'm with that too, that you look past a lot of things when you're having success. So I think right now,
I was going to say, if he were 3-0, would this bother you as much?
I'd probably let it slide a little more.
But it would still.
I wouldn't like it, but I don't think I wouldn't care as much.
Would it bother you, Tyler? Like, would you be up? Is the poor play a part of your issue with this? Or would you just be I just hate it.
Well, that's kind of like what was a part of my thinking and my frustration with the whole Yankees hat is because where my mind went is, okay, I think he might know now what he's doing. And the only reason he'd be doing that is because the play has been so poor and the reaction to that from the fans and the community and the Texans being 0-3 and how crappy they've looked. And it was a thought of, you know, is he being this petty? Like, that would be a petty-ass move. Now, I moved past it. I don't think that's the case, but you know what I mean? The bad play, the bad football was a kind of a big factor into that thinking for me because I thought he maybe was just being petty about it.
Interesting. As this thing is rolling through, We just blown right through this thing. This thing is rolling. So many people are texting in on this thing. It's interesting. Someone feels like he's trolling Houston. There's no way he doesn't know after the Mariners hat.
Right.
And he chooses that hat. But I would say the Yankees hat's a very popular hat.
It is.
A lot of people get that.
Yeah. By the way, last thing I'll say, because I know we got to get to a break. I see a lot of texts saying, like, the last time I checked, we live in America. Yeah, I know. But there's still rules you have to follow. There's certain things we can't say on the radio in this role. There's certain things that our bosses wouldn't want us to wear. And I know that's not necessarily apples to apples. But it's similar, too, that when you're the face of a franchise or you're the face of a sports fandom in a city, I think there's certain things you can and cannot do, and you shouldn't be wearing hats of other cities or other teams.
Now, if he pulls up in a Cowboys hat, I got you. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock fire, as we'll get you caught up with the Astros and the Texans injury report. That's coming up next.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.